I would say so. I mean, like, look at Jesus and his disciples, right? I mean, like, he hung around 12 guys for 3.5 years. And, you know, they were his deepest friends on earth. But, you know, besides that, Ecclesiastes 4, verses 11 and 12 really speaks to this. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. So there's talking about friendships in particular. Mm-hmm. You know, just saying, you know, if you're by yourself, chances are you're gonna fail. But if you have a friend, it's better. If you have two friends that you can really rely on, basically that verse says, cord of three strands, not quickly broken.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the most, I guess one of the best examples of friendship from the Bible is David and Jonathan. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, like, when people talk about friendship, they always go there and how deeply their friendship was for each other, that when they had to part ways, they wept. You know, they wept because, you know, they valued that friendship with each other so much. And Jonathan actually defied his father, the king, you know, warning David, go away, my dad wants to kill you. Even though, you know, for Jonathan, that was risking even his own life to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, friendship is something God really wants us to have. I mean, like, we were built for relationships. You know, we were built for relationships with God. I mean, like, Abraham was called the friend of God. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, that kind of sums it up right there. If you want to be a friend to someone, hey, be a friend to God like Abraham.
I've been thinking a lot about friendships recently because I think that's one area where I kind of stopped more than ever in 2021 and watched multiple people. I had someone in my life that was finding out maybe who really was their friend and who was not really when times got tough. Another person who got involved with the wrong people, and I watched how influences just took this person away. And then, have you ever heard of John Maxwell? He's like a leadership guy.
Oh yeah, read a couple of his books.
Which is ridiculous. I literally, for whatever reason, and I like to read, but I had not listened to a lot of his stuff, and it wasn't too long ago where I listened to something, and he said, you know what? Having too many friendships sometimes, it's just like a waste. And then I stopped to like listen. And he said, because sometimes if you're just, you know, having friends, visiting people for the sake of having friends, you go away and it's just, maybe you had good conversations, so it's a waste. But he said, it's not just only a thing to have friendships, but are you actually investing in the people that you're friends with? So yeah. Maybe that's like a whole nother conversation to get into at another time, but just talking about this notion of friendships and then just properly what that would look like. That's why I bring that up.
Yeah. I mean, like, we talked about, of course, Proverbs having, you know, many advisors. Well, who would your advisors be? Hopefully,
yeah,
you can say your advisors would include good, solid friends.
Yeah.
You know, not just pastors, but, you know, a friend that you can turn to and be like, hey, they're going to hold you accountable,
yeah,
when things get tough or when things get out of hand for you and, you know, you're just like broken. They're going to be there to support you. They're not going to run away.
Yeah, that's my prayer for everyone listening tonight, that we would all be able to find people in our lives that are just like you mentioned, you know, gonna lift us up when we fall and be there. Even a voice of correction sometimes, you know?
Yeah, it's true. As I mentioned that earlier question about friendships, you know, a friend is going to be like, hey, you know what? I'm going to stand in the gap and I'm going to say, no, don't do this.